Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, October the 19th, 2014.
I'd like to encourage you to sing with us as we sing and pray as we pray, and as scripture's read, that it'll encourage your hearts tonight. As I was looking through some music this week, I thought we could start off with the song "Revive Us Again," because I think that's where it starts. It starts in our hearts to ask the Lord to really draw us to Him, and to for our own hearts to be challenged. And then the second song that we'll sing in the opening is "Firm Foundation," because He is our hope. So would you stand with me as we sing together? We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love.
We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now God above. Hallelujah, thank the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thank the glory. Revive us again. We praise Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit.
Come at this time. We thank the Lord for the opportunity He gives us to give. And you know, we're coming up on a pretty crucial time in the church, and that is our missions conference. And Paul alerted us to the missionaries and the needs and all of the opportunities that we're facing that way. So I hope that you'll be thinking and that you'll be making plans as you're thinking about the commitments that we're making along the way. It was interesting. The book that that we passed out for Father's Day that MacArthur did, you know, Right Thinking in a World Gone Wrong or something like that. Anyway, today in Sunday school class, we were going through the whole concept of giving. And it's interesting that when they talked about and they emphasized giving, they emphasized, first of all, we have a responsibility to plan. And that's an important concept, especially as we think of our own homes and the decisions we're making. But we have an opportunity to give generously. And so God gives us that opportunity. So as we think about missions and we're thinking about those things, those are some things that we plan. We make some commitments along the way. And God is going to honor those commitments and those things along the way. Tip, would you pray for the offering, please?
Appreciate that. Glorify thy name. Just before we start, just want to kind of explain how this will work tonight and try not to make any more comments than we have to, but you should have a little sheet that helps us through the prayer time tonight. In just a minute, Judy's going to come and read us some scripture, and there'll be various folks reading scripture throughout this time. The first prayer time, there's a couple of people that will lead us, and we'll pray silently together. The second prayer time, I'll have a couple more people that will lead us. The third prayer time is open mics here. Please come and as the Lord leads you and pray publicly. It's an opportunity for us to thank the Lord for Pastor and Mary and their family and really pray for them through this process. And then the final prayer time is for the man that God has for us and his family as well. And we'll break into some groups, and I might say just a word before we do that tonight. But that's how this will work. I'm going to ask Judy if you'll come down here in front.
I'm reading the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. It's where Jesus is leaving Bethany, headed back to Jerusalem. Early in the morning, he was on his way back to the city. He was hungry, seeing a fig tree by the road. He went up to it, but found nothing on it except for leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately, the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to the mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne tonight, we want to first of all thank you that you hear us, and you have promised where there are two or three gathered in your name, that there you are in the midst of them. And so we thank you tonight for being with us. We thank you that you have promised, Lord, that if we have great faith or even a little faith, you will do great things. So we're trusting you for great things as we go through this process in our church body. Lord, we're thankful for these from our brothers and sisters in Christ who have volunteered their time, Lord, lots of their time to work through this process. And Lord, we just ask that you will bless their families in a special way, that you will just fill them with your Spirit, Lord, to know exactly the direction that you would have them to go. Lord, we're thankful that you love this church more than we do. And we're thankful that this is a place that you've set aside, and you have called so many of us out of this place to go around the world to spread your gospel. We're so thankful for that, Lord. We're thankful for each ministry of this church. And we do ask that as we look toward the future, that you will just do great things here. We again ask for the committee, Lord, that you will give them real peace and real wisdom. Give them unity, Lord, so that they can be able to go about the process with little or no confusion or conflict. We ask that you will be with their families. I know that, Lord, any time that God is at work in our lives, Satan is at work as well. So we would just ask that you would defeat him and just give them real clarity to know what it is that you would have for them to do. Lord, we're thankful that, again, your Spirit ministers to each of us, and that we would just ask that you will help their spirits, the Spirit that is in the same Holy Spirit that indwells each member of this body, that it will unite us together. And we know that you want and you desire to do that, so we would ask that you would do that as well. We thank you again for this time that we have to come together, and we just ask that it will be a sweet time and that your name will be glorified in everything that's said and done, and we will give you all the praise and glory, for you are due that and even more. And we ask these things in your Son's name.
Dear Jesus, we thank you that we can come here tonight and worship you, and thank you for your blessings that you've given us, and you bless the church so much over the years, and I pray that you would bless the committee as they're searching. Thank you for these six couples, that you would, as they go forward and putting so much time and effort in, that you give them wisdom and clarity, that you would just bless their time and help it to be fruitful, and just thank you for the time they're putting in, and help the rest of us to keep them in our prayers and to be reminded throughout the day that they need prayer, and help them as they talk through things and look through applications, that you would just point them to the right man, and the right family going forward. Pray that you just continue to bless us and help us to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You sing with me, He is Able.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way.
Romans 12:9-18. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we continue in prayer tonight, and first of all, I just want to thank you so much for this church family. Thank you for the blessing that they have been in our lives for so many years. And Lord, I thank you so much for the work that you've begun in each of us here in Chattanooga, and the work that you're doing around the world, Lord. We just pray that you will continue to receive glory for what you are doing in and through us by your grace. Lord, we acknowledge tonight that this is your church. You are the head of this church, and this is your ministry. Lord, may we continue to rejoice in hope as we look forward to the future. Lord, may we be patient as we wait for your timing, and may we pray fervently for one another during this time. Help us to live in harmony, Lord, as we earnestly seek your face during this crucial time of leadership transition. And may our love for you and for one another grow even deeper than ever before. May we comfort those who need comfort during this time. I think of those who are suffering physically and emotionally, Lord, and I just pray that you will renew their spirit and bring healing to their souls and bodies as it is permitting to your will, Lord. May our love abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment so that we may approve what is excellent, Lord. We want to be pure and blameless before you, Lord. So I ask that you search our hearts and see if there be any wickedness in us, Lord. And may we draw close to you in confession. Also, I ask, Lord, that you help us not to be anxious about these things or this time, Lord, but to continue to bring our prayer requests to you and thank you for what you were going to do and how you were going to answer them. Lord, may your peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds as we ask you to continue to open doors for us to boldly declare your word here in Chattanooga and around the world. We thank you for the blessing of allowing us to be your instruments of grace. Now we ask you, Lord, to fill us with your Spirit as we continue to proclaim the truth of your word. May we cling to your word, and may we know your word and live your word and obey your word. May it pierce our hearts, convicting us of our sins. May we lay aside everything that would hinder us from deepening our relationship with you, Lord. So we look to you, as Pastor always says. We need your forgiveness and your healing, and we thank you for your amazing grace and your mercies that are new every morning. Tonight we rejoice to be in your presence and with our beloved brothers and sisters. May we truly grow to know you, love you, and serve you more as a church, as we prayerfully wait upon you for what you are going to continue to do in and through us and for generations to come for your glory. You alone are worthy of our praise, Father. In Jesus' name.
Lord, you are an awesome God. You are mighty in power. Lord, you hear us when we pray. You see us when we fall. You see us when we hurt. And Lord, we know that you care and that you love, because that is your very nature, Father. And we praise you for who you are and what you have done and accomplished in this community here in Chattanooga and on this corner. Lord, we do pray now for our church, that Lord, as a family, that Lord, we would remain one, that Lord, we would be united, that Father, that what we do will be to honor and glorify you, that Lord, there will be no change in us as a body, Lord, because of transition. Lord, we all love Pastor and Mary, and we thank you for their mighty ministry here. But Lord, we know that all things must change. And Father, we ask that our family here remain firmly committed, and that, Lord, there would be no straying or worry or concern, but that, Lord, we would be a body of faith that walks and will be able to see with faith's eye the things that you're going to do for us. Lord, help us to be zealous to do your will as a body. And Father, in our commitment, may we faithfully be here in attendance, that we will support in every sense of the word, that Lord, that our giving will not remain the same but increase, and that Lord, we will be faithful to give of ourselves as well as our money. That, Lord, this church may continue to go forward and our missionaries may continue to be able to be a blessing around the world, Lord, preaching and serving, giving your word. And, Father, may we be committed to pray that, Lord, we would be a body that makes a difference, Lord, in the lives of each other and, Lord, in the lives of the community that we serve. That, Father, we will continue to be a lighthouse here. Oh, God. May this be an amazing time in the life of this body, that, Lord, we may see the mighty hand of God and what's going to be accomplished in our congregation for the future. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the changes that you have made in our hearts and lives. And, Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in the future. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Word of God, speak, won't you pour down like rain.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be. Washing my eyes to see.
This is Ephesians 4:11 through 16. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to praise you this evening for our pastor, for the opportunity that we have had to be a part of his ministry. We just want to praise you for the rich and long heritage of his faithful walk with you. I want to praise you for the ability you've given him specifically in the area of discipleship, in mentoring young men, and for specifically the time and the investment that he's poured into my life, and I know so many other young men. I praise you for that ability that you've given him. I thank you for the example that he has been as a father, having grown up with his children and seeing that he's the same man in his house as he is at church, and just that consistency and that amazing ability to be himself all the time. We praise you for that. We thank you for that in his leadership. I also want to praise you for the heart of missions that this body has that really flows from his heart for world missions and for the missionaries that are all over the world and for people that are serving all over the place that this body has been a part of, and that has just really flows out of Doc's heart. We praise you for that. We thank you that you've allowed us to be part of that. We're excited about the future. We're excited about what you have for Pastor and Mary. Pray that you would just guide them very clearly, that they would see your hand and your direction. And we just praise you for the just the good fortune that you let us be part of their ministry for these years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we do come before you tonight with heavy hearts at some point in our meeting this evening. However, Lord, we want to thank you for how you've allowed Dr. Euler and Mary to influence the lives of our children. Father God, the love they have for the ministry and missions, Lord, throughout the world. We are grateful in particular for the Spanish community that they've opened their heart. And even this church, Lord, the congregation has loved us so dearly. And we pray, Father God, that you would just continue working in our hearts, allowing us opportunity to be ministers to the community here in Chattanooga and throughout the world, Father. Thank you so much for their time that they've invested in teaching us and leading the church. And I pray specifically for them, Lord, that you would just be with them and comfort them every step of the way, that it would be continued enjoyment to just see the work that they've done, and Father God, that they would be honoring to you throughout their lives. And we thank you and ask that you continue blessing them. In Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you brought to us so many years ago Pastor and Mary. We remember when those of us who were here were praying at a transitional time at that point. And we just wanted your leader for our small congregation. And you brought to us Pastor and Mary. And we were excited and so thankful and saw so many wonderful things in the church, the amazing growth throughout all these years, all the building projects, all the mission projects, and especially we're thankful for the school and how you led them to start the school. I think of those on the committee tonight. Many are graduates from our school. And it's exciting to us to see how the school has been a part of the ministry and helped to give to these new leaders in our church that foundation. And we know that in a great part, this was the heart of Pastor and Mary. We're thankful for the obvious character and integrity that we have seen in his family. Unlike many ministries, we have never had to worry about his character and his purity and his desire to represent Jesus Christ to us. We're very thankful for his strong emphasis of believing the Bible truly is the Word of God. And as he has preached through almost every book, it has given us the knowledge and the wisdom to live by what the Bible says and not by what people's opinions are. And we are excited for their lives. We know that you will reveal to them exactly what you have for them at the right time. We hope that they can continue to be a part of our ministry here and that they will know they're very much loved and their whole family. So again, we just are thankful and just pray for your direction for our church, and especially tonight for Pastor and Mary.
As we continue tonight, I taught you a song a few weeks ago entitled, Oh, the Blood. There's a little chorus we used to sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus, but a little different song, some great lyrics here. As we prepare for our last prayer time and then the Lord's table. Oh, the blood.
Oh, the blood, the crimson blood.
Into a few groups, three or four, and pray for a few minutes, and then pastor's going to come and close in prayer and then take us into the Lord's table.
This is 1 Peter 5, 6 through 9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are all around the world.
Father in heaven, we thank you that we can have a night like this, and we can come to you, and we can trust you implicitly, Father, that you are going to show us your will, you're going to direct us, and that you're already preparing the way, Father, for us. Dear Father, we so want to follow you above everything else as a church, as individuals, Father, that above everything else, will be a testimony to a watching world of our absolute and total commitment to you, Father, in this day and time. And Father, we know that ministry in the years to come, even in the months to come, it's going to be difficult, dear Father. But we know that we can count on your Spirit to go before us. And we're indeed praying for the man and the family that's coming our way. We pray that you will fill them with your Spirit, that they will be fervent, Father, in their love for us and their love for you, dear Father, and that above all else, Father, that we will be an encouragement, and you'll use this man and his family to lead us to new areas, Father, in terms of ministry, Father. And the areas we have, Father, that could be shored up and could be strengthened, Father, and could be developed, Father, that we'll see those things happen. Thank you now, Father, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is the Lord's table, and as such, it's not the table of this church, or for that matter, any church. But it's an opportunity we have together. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is an opportunity we have to celebrate together His death, burial, and resurrection, and His coming again. And so we want to do just that. Well, the Scripture just outlines it very vividly for us. He says, "I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you." And as I've talked about this passage bunches and bunches of times, that word received, welcomed, and it's a word that talks about the fact that Paul wasn't just talking about this experience in some sort of an intellectual sense, but this was something that he personally understood and knew. And he had a personal walk and a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, "I delivered to you that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks." Don Walker, will you thank the Lord for the bread, please? So when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So the Bible tells us that in the same manner also he took the cup. Bill Summers, would you pray for the cup, please?
Lord Heavenly Father, we come back to you and thank you for your willingness so many years ago to take on sin for us and become our substitute and to shed your blood on that cross by those evil men. And we're so thankful for it because we realize as a result of that death that we have salvation, we have forgiveness of sin, and we thank you for that, for your death for us. Thank you so much in Jesus' name.
So in the same manner also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come." It is our custom to take a benevolence offering, and we've had opportunities both within and without the congregation to be able to help a lot of folks over the last month or so. I'd have to say that we have tried to be a little more intentional in some of our benevolence policies and everything, not so much with people within the congregation. We want to help wherever we can, and there are some needs where we can actually be involved. But some of the situations we're confronting outside the church and everything, we're really trying to get people involved with either us or with other local churches to try and chase down stories and see just exactly what's going on. So we're trying to be really good stewards in those kinds of areas. I say all that to say, please give. You know, we can always use the help. So, Father, for this offering, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I think it's been excellent that we can sit down and we can talk about these things, and that we know who the committee is, that we can pray for these folks by name and see these things. I think you need to understand, this is my heart for what is going to happen with this church. I think for us not to think about these things, to pray about these things, and to commit together to pray for each other and pray for the ministry and everything, I think that's a mistake and everything. I've got some models that roll around in my mind and everything. And one is when I was a boy, the pastor that really was instrumental in leading me to the Lord and getting me involved in ministry and doing all of those things and everything, things just sort of blew up at that church, and he ended up leaving and going elsewhere and everything. And that church never recovered spiritually from that event, okay? Now, let me tell you, that church is flourishing as far as numbers. It's flourishing in terms of they built an unbelievable building there in Plainfield. And so on the face value of the thing, you would look at that church and you would say, wow, I mean, they're doing okay. But if you knew the people and you knew the situation and you knew the false gospel that's being proclaimed from that location, you would understand why I say they've not recovered spiritually. I don't want that for us. We don't want that for each other, do we? We want a place that's going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's going to stand on the authority of the scriptures, and is going to have a ministry. The ministry that we're having through Awana, through missions, through the school, through all of these things, it's marvelous what God's doing. And we want to see that kind of thing continue on by the grace of God. It's not about us, it's about the Lord. And so that's my heart. That's where I want it to be. And that's how Mary and I pray. We pray every night about these things. We pray for the committee that the Lord will stir their hearts and show them just in exactly what we need. And we pray for you folks as well. So the Lord bless you. Father, thank you for letting us come together like this and to talk straight with each other and to pray straight with you, dear Father. Help us to obey you above everything else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.